we started off talking about just gardening as a stress reliever. Music can have that effect as well, especially if you're listening to music while you're gardening. Have any of y'all found a plant react to a certain type of music better than the other? I think my live Southern Oaks, they react to that Cajun music, I think. You know, the pistachio trees kind of freak out, but I think my live Southern Oaks grow a half an inch every time I play Cajun music while I'm gardening.
Okra grows good in Cajun music.
We found that the opera tends to bring him out. Jimmy here actually is the fourth tenor. And very often, if you come to the nursery, if you listen very, very quietly out in the distance, you'll see him and his arpeggio going off.
No comment.
He left you speechless. All right, well, let's see if we can help Roland real quick, who's got a question on his elm tree. Welcome to the program, Roland.
Good morning. There's two elm trees. They're about 15 feet apart, and one's the neighbor's. The other one's mine. Mine's about 6 feet from the front patio. Are those roots ever going to bother that patio? And the bark is peeling and coming off in pieces, but it's budding out. Can you answer those two questions for me?
What do you think, Jimmy?
When you say the bark is peeling, are just little chunks of it peeling away, but then there's more healthy bark underneath?
Yeah, is this normal to have that bark?
Especially on young trees.
It just curls and falls off.
Right, exfoliating. It's
like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
It's just something annoying that the tree will do. It will grow out of that. As far as it bothering the patio, I'm sorry, did you say this is in a lawn or kind of a gravel area?
Gravel area that's around the patio, and then 6 feet in the other direction is lawn.
Okay. It's going to be all about the watering as far as not bothering the patio, because you don't want to water a dribble a day on that. You want to give it good, deep soakings, maybe once a week or so, maybe once every 10 days on a mature, on an established elm tree like that. It's the daily watering, when you're getting a little bit of water every day in a given area, that encourages shallow roots, whereas soaking it deeply less often is going to encourage deeper root structure, so it'll grow underneath the patio rather than trying to grow, you know, go down rather than trying to grow out. As for the lawn, you know, you're going to be watering your lawn more often, but that's not too much of a problem. You're going to get some shallow roots in there that might cause a problem long term if you were to, like, redo the irrigation or sprinklers or something in there. But I think you're okay. 6 foot is cutting it close, but it's sure better than people who, like, park something 2 or 3 feet away from a permanent structure.
Well, how long has the tree been there?
It's the original owners planted it 5 years ago.
So it's been there 5 years and you've had no problem this forth, right?
No. Now, the tree next to it that I was talking about, it never lost its leaves all winter. It's sitting here, it's green and nice, and mine is just budding out.
Well, there are different cultivars of Chinese elms. You know, I can't think of them all. There's a Drake, there's 4 or 5 different cultivars of what we call Chinese elms, and they all are a little different as far as how they go dormant. You know, we used to call them evergreen elms, and in fact, in Southern California, where they don't get as cold as we are, they are evergreen. They don't lose their leaves in the wintertime, at least all of them. So that's not uncommon, depending on the winter and the actual cultivar that you have. But I think the biggest problem you're gonna have down the road with that lawn is maybe the amount of shade that tree is going to shade the lawn. Whether you're going to have, you may have to change the space or the shape that the lawn takes up and take some of it out.
Now, we're wrapping up the garden hour here of Rosie on the House, but that doesn't mean gardening's over for the weekend. Ryan, what do y'all have going on today?
Actually, we have seminars every Saturday going through the season. Right now, we're going to be doing our garden prep from 10 o'clock to about 11 o'clock. People are welcome to stop on in, or you can register online at the website, summerwindsaz.com. And it's nice to come on down. You get some expert opinion. We have vendors coming on in. And sometimes we'll have some raffles, some games, kind of make it a little exciting. And it's very welcoming. Bring the family down. A lot of people come down with their kids and just have fun, walk the nursery.
And those locations?
Well, we do have four locations. All of them will be doing seminars. I have one off Country Club Drive, one on North Tatum Boulevard, one off Bethany Home Road, and another one on West Bell. All those locations are then again available on the website, summerwindsaz.com.
Add the AZ at the end.
Yes.
Summerwinds with an S, AZ.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Harper's?
Free hot dogs today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, we're going to just
I'll be late to work.
Yeah.
The show's going on a road trip right now.
We're, you know, we had our big pruning clinic last weekend. And so this weekend we thought, you know what the heck, it's time. People are starting to get out. Let's have some fun. We just thank people for coming in and thank them for their support. And we'll feed you a free hot dog and a bottle of water and come on in and see all the new stuff that's coming in.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.